This is Mountain Radio. I'm Mark Menichini, sitting here on a terrace with British violinist Daniel Hope. Daniel Hope, how are you doing?
I'm doing great, thank you. I'm very, very pleased to be back here in Verbier.
So just tell us today, what have you been doing? I understand you've got a schedule pretty hectic.
There's a lot of rehearsals here. I'm having the chance to work with really great, great musicians. I'm preparing for our concert, a very, very interesting program. Music that was composed in the concentration camp of Theresienstadt, or by composers whose fate ended also under similar circumstances. But the music is not sad music. On the contrary, it's very defiant, and some of it's even quite funny, I would say, in a kind of dark way. It's not necessarily what you would think when you hear an evening of music from a concentration camp. Some of the music is very light and very beautiful. Some, of course, is heavy.
Why did you get interested in that music 15 years ago?
I was driving one night after a concert, and I heard a piece on the radio, a string trio, and it sounded a bit like Stravinsky, it sounded a bit like Janáček, but I knew there was not a string trio by those two. And announcer at the end of the program said this was a piece by Gideon Klein. I'd never heard the name of Gideon Klein, so when I went back to the hotel, I put his name into Google, and all this information came back at me about Theresienstadt and composers, and I started to get interested and to research and put on concerts, made a couple of recordings. Then I contacted survivors who had been there, and I talked to them. And it's really become a passion of mine.
Daniel Hope, you're renowned for being a major soloist, but here in Verbier, well, you will be playing, you know, an ensemble.
Playing chamber music is the essence of music. It's the most important part of making music, is communicating with others. And I was also the violinist of the Beaux-Arts Trio for almost 7 years. So I love to immerse myself in the ensemble, to disappear and to come back out again, and to learn from new encounters. And almost everybody that I'm playing with this week, with the exception of Gauthier Capucin, with whom I've played many times, for me it's the first time with all the other musicians. So it's a real challenge. It's very exciting. And only really in Verbier do you have the chance to do that at such a high level, because all of these amazing musicians are here.
I understand you're also playing with a very important instrument.
Yeah, it's a really fantastic and fascinating instrument. It's a Guarneri del Gesù, which was made in the year 1742, and it's called the Ex-Lipinski. And Lipinski was one of the great virtuoso violinists of the 19th century. He was very close friends with Niccolo Paganini, and the two of them traveled around Italy and they did duels together on the violin. And he played with Liszt on this violin, the Kreutzer Sonata of Beethoven. So I kind of feel that I'm carrying history around with me. It's perhaps not the most romantic comparison, but for me it's a bit like the difference between driving a great car, like a Porsche or a Mercedes, or going to Formula One. And when you get into a Formula One car, it's not about driving anymore. You're flying. Actually, you have an aircraft on wheels. And I have the feeling now that you can go faster and higher, and you are completely in control of where you want to go. To put it in a nutshell, it has the most glorious, warm sound. You can play incredibly softly, and yet you can hear everything, and you can play so loud that you can play louder than the whole orchestra. It has every kind of color between it.